As you can hear, this place is jacked up. Warsaw Community High School would like to thank the following athletic department sponsors for helping make live video streaming of home Tiger sporting events possible. Lakeside Chevrolet, Sim Financial, Summers Plumbing, Heating and Cooling at Warsaw Buick, GMC. We are ready to go. Warsaw and number one Northwood from the Tiger Den. So Gould hits a jump shot down from the right baseline, puts Warsaw up early. Warsaw with the ball after the Ian Rosh miss, and now Warsaw with it, leading 2-0. Trey Davis, right side Carson Gould, back out to Trey. Trey runs in the lane in the corner. Brant Martin with a big head fake and a 15-footer on the way, and it's good. Martin with his first two. He didn't have a big scoring weekend. He had 14 points between the two games. He had 8 points, three assists, three rebounds of Valparaiso to help the Tigers to that 61-58 win. This is Brenner out on the right. Trey Davis draws that assignment. In the lane, a falling, firing jump shot is good. You can't defend it any better than that. And Brenner makes it 4-2 Tigers. We played a minute and a half. Carson Gould hands off to Davis. Out to top, Martin, right side, Jackson Gould whips a pass down and deep to Davis. Backs into Brenner. He'll lob it all the way out to the timeline for Gould. Martin now to Carson Gould. Looking inside. Saw his brother, but thought better of it. Jaeger hands back to Jackson. Jackson to the foul line. A head fake and a kick out left for Carson Gould. Now to Jaeger. Jaeger in the lane, a whistle, traveling call. .608 to play, opening quarter, 4-2, favor of the Tigers. At the line, Ethan Wolf, the youngest son of head coach Aaron Wolf, who was just a youngin' in Aaron's last season here in Warsaw as a varsity assistant after being a very good junior varsity coach. In the lane, outside the lane, Bontrager throws a cross-court pass out to Rosh, and Rosh shoots a three-pointer. Ian's shot is no good. Jaeger has the rebound for Warsaw. Jackson Gould up the far side. Crosses over. Spins to the left elbow. Whip the pass inside to Davis. Davis will shoot and miss. And the rebound's grabbed by Tyler Rosh for Northwood. Out to Brenner. Brenner up the far side. Surveys his options. So goes screen off the top. Drives down the lane. Got all the way to the basket and scores. Brenner's got all four Northwood points. We are tied 4-4. Carson Gould to the timeline. Bounces to Jackson, fakes the handoff. Now Carson comes back up the sideline to get it. Off a screen from Jaeger. They come to trap him. He'll reverse out of it. Jackson Gould at the three-point arc. Martin for a jumper. It's good. It's only a two. They say that Martin's foot was on the line. It's at the other end. Impossible for us to know. Craig Hershey had a really good look at it, and he said it's only two, and we believe him. 6-4 Tigers, we played just over 3 minutes. Wolf to the left elbow, back out to Bontrager. Bontrager throws it left for Ian Rosh. Off a screen, Wolf. Wolf against Carson Gould. Two smallest kids on the floor. Wolf lobs the near side to Bontrager. Wanted to go to Rosh, but couldn't get him the ball. Now to Brenner. Brenner one-on-one against Davis at the top, drives the lane, dumps it underneath Bontrager, puts it up and in, a foul. Warsaw went into blockout mode, and Brenner had other ideas. A brilliant play. Martin gets the foul, his first. Bontrager strong enough to get to the basket and draw the foul, but Brenner's the one who made it work. Bontrager now shoots to give Northwood the lead, and he missed it. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Trey Davis for the Tigers. Our second tie, it's 6-6. Jaeger. Now Jackson Gould back out to Jaeger. Jaeger hands back to Jackson. Jackson to the baseline side. Fakes, falls, fires, no good. Rebound bounces out, grabbed by Brenner. Brenner takes off, cross-court pass. Martin tips it away. It's loose and picked back up by Northwood. Tyler Rosh off the wall for three, in and out. Rebound grabbed by Northwood. Foul called on Jackson Gould. Ian Rosh grabbed the loose ball. Gould ran into him in the process. Drew Heckerman into the game for Jaeger for the Tigers. 3:56 left to play, opening period. Here in a raucous Tiger den. Wolf to throw it in. Looking, goes into the corner for J.J. Payne, who's into the game. He'll lob it out to Brenner. Wolf outside the lane, down to the baseline. Ball knocked away by Heckerman and taken away by Heckerman for the Tigers. Still tied at six. Heckerman in transition. Down toward the right block, jumps a pass out to Yeager. Now he'll throw it out for Jackson Gould. Right side, Trey Davis. Holding, Brenner gives him space. Trey brings it out. Right side, Carson Gould. Carson back to Jackson between the circles. Now to Trey Davis on the left wing. Bounces down to Yeager. Yeager leaned in on by J.J. Payne. Baseline side, shot blocked. Grabbed by Brenner for Northwood. Cade up the far sideline. Past the scorer's table. Past the Warsaw bench. Backdoor cut inside Tyler Rosh. He forced it up. It went in. Yeager got a whole big handle on it. And still, Rosh was able to get it in. Northwood takes the lead 8-6. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Carson Gould off a screen. Picks it up on the right wing. Finds Heckerman between the circles. Down to the corner, Jackson Gould. A head fake and a throw back out to Carson. Now to Heckerman. He'll drive in the lane, and a foul is going to be called against Northwood. I'm not sure who they got for the foul. That's why I didn't say anything. There were two Panthers in the neighborhood. It's going to be against J.J. Payne, his first. Luke Bricker into the game for the Tigers. And Carson Gould didn't get it in. 5 seconds. Only three of the four guys on the court moved. And none of them got open. When their initial move didn't get open, they looked very confused. 2:45 left to play in the first. Northwood 8, Warsaw 6. Payne near side for Brenner. Out to top for Ian Rosh. Now to Wolf. Wolf backs away. Backs away. Down to the corner for Rosh. Tyler hands off to Wolf in the corner. He's pressured there by Heckerman. He's got nobody to throw it to. He's in trouble. No 5 second call there. Trent Long is out here. Brenner shoots a 3-pointer off a screen. No good. Yeager up high for the rebound for the Tigers and a foul called against Payne. And that's his second of the quarter. And he'll immediately keep right on jogging right to the bench. Trent Long, Craig Hershey, Justin Faw. Three really, really good officials. Three guys that you'd want to see here with what's on the line here tonight. And Trent Long immediately, as Matt Moore started to scream at him about 5 seconds, he goes, that's his call. I'm not even looking at that. Yeager at the top. Right side, Bricker to the corner, Jackson Gould. Jackson dribbles out the wing and throws it out to Heckerman. Heckerman fakes left, dribbles into traffic, lobs it back out to Gould. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter, Northwood leads Warsaw 8-6. Jackson lobs out to midcourt. Heckerman across the center circle to Jackson or Carson Gould. Now out to Yeager between the circles. Yeager pressured there and gets rid of it to Carson Gould. He's got Wolf on him. Now he'll dribble to the top and give it to Jackson Gould. Northwood fans applauding the defense. Heckerman out to Jackson Gould between the circles. Drives left into the corner. Bricker a head fake. He'll shoot a 3-pointer. He missed it a little long. And the rebound's grabbed by Ian Rosh for Northwood. He'll bring it up himself. One-on-one against Jackson Gould. Spins him down the lane. Ran into him. Offensive foul. There goes that man again. Aaron Wolf screaming at Trent Long, who bit hook, line, and sinker. Here's how you know. You say, well, Rosh, how do you know? Well, we had a really good angle at it. But even more than that, when the defender's head goes backwards first, that's your clue, right? When you're watching a game, that's what you're watching for. Gould drives the right side, leans in, left-handed shot is off the glass and good. Gould's got four. We are tied 8-8 with 55 seconds left to play in the quarter. And Gould, they don't keep stats for this, but if they did, Gould would be the all-time leader in charges taken in his 3 years of varsity basketball. Ian Rosh to the top, drives the right block against Gould, shoots it over him and banks it in. Ian's got his first two. Northwood back to the lead, 10-8. Warsaw with the ball, 35 seconds left to play first quarter. Northwood's got the possession arrow. Now to the near side as Warsaw goes to the full four corners. Heckerman will drive it to the free throw line, get down to the block, forced up a tough one and missed it. Rebound grabbed by Rosh for Northwood. Now Northwood a chance for 2-for-1 here. 15 seconds left. They've got the ball in the possession arrow. So they could put together a pretty good little mini run to end this quarter and start the next one. Warsaw comes out to double-team Ian Rosh. Ball knocked away. Heckerman steals it. It's loose at midcourt. Heckerman throws it to Carson Gould. Gets off a three at the buzzer, but it was wide to the right. At the end of one, Northwood 10, Warsaw 8. Catch your breath. We'll come back with quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.